那在他们进去以前呢、啊，神就一直警告他们这个问题。
And before they entered this promised land, God continually warned them about this.
啊，连续三次啊。
And he warned them three times.
我们看申命记。
Let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy.
申命记第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
申命记第六章第五节、啊、第十节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 10.
第六章第十节。
6 verse 10.
第十节，主您的神领你进他向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各启示应许给你的那地，那里有诚意又大又美啊，非你所建造的。十一节。
11.
有房屋装满各样美物，非你所装满的；有凿成的水井，非你所凿成的；还有葡萄园、橄榄园，非你所栽种的。你吃了而且饱足。十二节。
12.
神就提出警告啊，那个时候呢，啊，到那时哈、啊，您领受那个好处以后，你得到那个土地以后，你享受以后啊，十二节，说那时啊，你要谨慎。啊、免得你忘记将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的神。那这是人们、啊、经常犯的错误，所以神才像世界还没到就要警告他们。
And this is a very common wrongdoing committed by man, so before the time came, God already warned them.、
啊、为什么说要谨慎，就是很多人会犯的一个错误。
And why does he say beware? It's because it's a very common mistake.
啊，是每一个人可能会犯的，所以这事前啊，就说你们要谨慎了、哦、啊，不要进去啊，享受好处以后啊，过河拆桥，什么事情都忘光了。
And it's something that everybody can commit, and so that's why God warned them beforehand that when they enjoy the land, that they should not forget Him.
啊，那再请看，第八章。
Let's look at chapter 8.
第八章啊。第八章我们一瞄、啊、从第一节开始就知道也是要进入那个美地、啊、那个第六节、啊、就开始说那个美地、啊、是什么地方、啊、好，那我们就直接看十一节。
So let's skip to verse 11.
第八章十一节
Chapter 8 verse 11、
啊、进去那个美地以后、啊、你要谨慎，免得忘记主你的神不说他的诫命典章律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的啊。十二节。
12.
恐怕你吃得饱足，建造美好的房屋居住。十三。你的牛羊加多，你的金银增添，并你所有的全多加增。十四节。
14.
你就心高气傲啊，忘记主你的神，就是将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的那一位啊。所以我们看在第二次哈、啊，第二次。神警告他们说：“你们入了迦南美地以后呢，要小心呐、啊，要谨慎啊，免得忘记啊，领你们出埃及的那一位神。”
And for the second time here, God warns them that they must beware once they enter the land, that they must not forget the God who led them out of Egypt.
啊，人们所犯的一个通常的错误是什么呢？就是心高气傲。
And what is another common mistake that man makes is that their hearts are lifted up and are proud.
啊，再来看十一章。
Let's look at chapter 11 of the same book.
一样的十一章啊。
Chapter 11.
申命记十一章。
Deuteronomy chapter 11.
十一章第八节。
11 verse 8.
那从第八节呢，也是在谈到神要领他们进入那个牛奶与蜜之地。然后来看十六节啊。
And so God leads them into this land flowing with milk and honey. And let's skip to verse 16.
十六节，说你们要谨慎啊，也是一样，说要谨慎啊， so, 免得心中说迷惑，就偏离正路，去侍奉敬拜别的神。那神啊，一再再提醒他们。
So again and again, God warns the people.
啊，进到美地以后要小心呐、啊。啊、不要忘记你们的神，也不要心高气傲，也不要心中说迷惑，去敬拜别的神。
That when they enter this good land, they must not forget the Lord their God, and their hearts must not become proud, and also they must not turn aside and serve other gods.
那神所说的这些事情是很难免的，是人们经常犯的错误。
And these wrongs are very commonly committed by men.
所以才一直要提醒说，要小心啊，走路要小心啊，不要摔跤，不要跌倒。
And that's why God continually reminds them that you must take heed and beware not to fall aside.
好像现在大家去看阿公啊，就一直说你走路要小心啊，千万不要再跌倒啊。
And just like now, everybody, when they go to visit a gong, they tell him to be careful so that he doesn't fall again.
So, 一样的语气啊，神也是告诉以色列百姓说，要小心呐、啊，不要忘记啊，你们的神呐、啊，不要心高气傲啊，不要受迷惑。
And with the same tone, God tells the people, be careful, not to forget him and, not to become proud and then, not to turn aside and serve other gods.
可是说是说啊，才一刚说完，哎，他们就走路就摔跤就跌倒了。
But then as soon as he's finished speaking these words, and the people, they stumble and fall.
神是慈爱的神，神是慈悲的神。
And God is a loving and a merciful God.
神不忍心看到他的百姓啊摔跤跌倒。
And God does not want for his people to stumble and fall.
神就啊管教他们，操练他们。
So he disciplines them and he gives them trials.
利用各种的方法来熬练他们的信心。
And he uses different methods to try their faith.
增加他们的信心。
To increase their faith.
使他们有个顺服的心。
So that they can have a submissive heart.
能够享受真正享受那个迦南美地的好处。
So that they can truly enjoy the goodness of this land of Canaan.
而且能够持续啊持续保守那个好处。
And also that they can sustain this goodness.
神所用的方法当然是很多。
And of course, God used many different methods.
神所用的方法呢，包括人生最不喜欢的暴风雨。
And one of the methods being the storms of life, which man dislikes the most.
因为暴风雨呀，大家都很不喜欢。
Because of course, people don't like the wind and the rain.
因为下雨呀，出去不方便。
Because when it's raining, it's very inconvenient.
还要撑着雨伞。
And you have to carry an umbrella.
开车啊，雨刷都再怎么快都来不及刷。
And when you're driving, then your windscreen wipers can't go fast enough.
在路上开车也很危险。
And it's dangerous to drive when it's raining.
屋顶啊，或许会漏雨。
And maybe your roof might leak.
屋上瓦片啊，或许会被暴风吹走。
And maybe the tiles on your roof might be blown away.
所以造成人们的很多很多的不方便。
So it causes a lot of inconvenience.
所以大家都很不喜欢暴风雨的来临。
So people don't like the coming of the wind and the rain.
可是这个是神的熬炼我们一个必经的阶段。
But this is a stage of God's training us.
那我们来看呢、啊，何西亚、啊、当时所处的时代，就是他们呢、啊、一个经济上的高峰时期呀、啊。
And during the time of Hosea, this was also a time of economic prosperity.
所以我们上个星期五讲过啊，神的祝福啊，神可以答应人的请求，让你的物质啊非常的丰裕。
And we talked about last week how God can answer the prayers of man and allow you to be very materially prosperous.
可是呢，神就让以色列百姓啊物质丰裕。但是呢，使他们心灵软弱。
And although God granted this to the Israelites, spiritually in their hearts they were empty and weak.
所以神啊，要人们呐、啊，能够熬炼信心呐、啊，信心要经过考验。
So God wanted to refine the faith of the people.
才能够真正的敬畏神，顺服神。
So that they could truly revere and worship God.
那在何西亚里头呢，我们看第二章。
So let's look at chapter 2 of the book of Hosea.
何西亚书第二章
Hosea chapter 2
来看第二节
chapter 2 verse
2我们来看神用什么方法来熬炼来管教以色列百姓
Let's look at how God chastened and tried the Israelites
第二章第二节
chapter 2 verse 2
你们要与你们的母亲大大争辩不要因为她不是我的妻子也不是，我也不是他的丈夫，叫他除掉脸上的银镶和胸间的银钛。第三，免得我剥了他的衣服，使他侧身与才刚生的时候一样，使他如旷野如野草之地，因干渴而死。这边好像神在刚开始在称呼何西亚的儿女啊，说不是我的子民。
And at the beginning of chapter 2, God refers to the children of Hosea, saying that they are not my people.
所以这个时候呢，称他的妻子说，他不是我的妻子，我也不是他的丈夫啊。
And then here he says that, for she is not my wife, nor am I her husband.
那为什么神断绝称呼啊？神断绝这种与他之间夫妻关系
？And why does God cut off this relationship with them?
因为啊，他这个行为上啊，心智上有不正的地方。
And because her conducts are not upright.
也就是他心思意念不正。
And her thoughts are not upright.
一个人的心思意念不正的话，很自然的他行为就会走差。
And if a person's thoughts are not upright, then very naturally their conduct also will follow suit.
因为他心思意念来指导他的行为。
Because their thoughts direct their actions.
所以心思意念不正的话，自然他就会有个错误的人生的价值观。
So if the thoughts are not upright, then you will not have the right concept of values.
他的价值观就跟神的价值观就不一样。
And then your values will be different from that of God's.
因为人的价值观呢，是一直的想要得，一直得，得的更多越好啊。
Because man is constantly thinking that the more you have, the better.
啊，这个社会就是一个得的社会。
And the society is one is where you're trying to get more.
大家都拼命想去争。
And everybody is working hard after this.
搭公车的时候要争一个车位。
And when you're on the bus, you're trying to get yourself a seat.
啊，在公司里面要争一个职位。
And at work, you're trying to get yourself a position.
在社会上要争一个头衔。
And in society, you're trying to make a name for yourself.
啊，每个人都是一直争啊。
And everybody is striving for this.
可是主耶稣不一样。
But Jesus is not the same.
主耶稣一直舍舍。
And the Lord Jesus continually gives out.
所以可见神的价值观就是舍，而人的价值观就是得。
So the value of God is to give, and the for man it is to take.
那当时以色列百姓也是一样，跟外面的价值观是一样的，就是一直得，想要多得。
And the people of the Israelites, they were like the people outside. They wanted to gain more and more.
我们今天也是一样哈，要建立一个正确的价值观。
So today we need to establish the right value system as well.
我们看，假如一个人有错误的价值观啊，他的结果怎么样呢
？And let's look at what happens if we have the wrong value system.
他的结果会因干渴而死。
The result will be that in thirst you will die.
也就他的心灵啊会很干渴。
Because that person will be very thirsty in their heart.
虽然在表面上他得了很多。
And although on the outside it seems they have received a lot.
可是很奇妙啊，这个神是一个很公平的神。
But quite miraculously, God is a very just God.
这些人多得。
And these people received so much.
可是啊，神让他们的心灵软弱，神让他们心很虚空啊。
But God made their hearts empty and weak.
他们就觉得很干渴。
And they felt very thirsty.
觉得啊，经常需要喝水。
That they kept feeling the need to drink water.
可是他这个水啊，不是从神那边而来的水。
But this water was not from God.
啊，这个水啊是自从天这个雨水啊。
This water was from the heavens, from the rain.
自己找了水。
The water that they found themselves.
自己找了水，不是活水。
And this water that you find for yourself, it's not living water.
第一个不健康。
And firstly, it's not healthy.
第二个喝完了，你还要去挖井啊。
And then once you finish drinking it, you need to dig another well.
很辛苦啊。
And it's a lot of hard work.
并不一定保证每次你挖井啊，就会有水出来的。
And it's not guaranteed that every time you dig a well that you will find water.
当挖井以后得不到水。
And so when you dig and then you can't get this water,
就很失望啊。
Then you're very disappointed.
一个努力得不到一个成果，当然是很失望的。
Because you work hard and there's no result, of course you'll be disappointed.
所以现在人都是一直要得。
So the people of today, they want to take more.
得不到的人很失望。
And then when they don't get it, they're disappointed.
得到的人也不会因此而满足。
And those who do receive it, they are not satisfied as a result.
就是当时啊，以色列人的写照。
And this is the phenomenon of the Israelites at the time.
那第二个，我们再来看。
And let's look at the next point.
第五节。
Verse
5. 第五节。他们的母亲行了淫乱，怀他们的母啊，做了可羞耻的事，因为他说啊，我要随从我所爱的，我的饼、水、羊毛、麻油、酒，都是他们给的。再来看第六节。
Six.
因此我必用荆棘堵塞他的道。竹墙挡住他，使他找不着路。第七，他必追随所爱的，却追不上；他必寻找他们，却寻不见。便说：“我要归回前夫，因我那时候的光景比如今还好。”第八节，他不知道是我给他五谷、鲜酒和油，又加增他的金银，他却以此供奉巴利。那在以前很早的时代哈，有一个王叫做汉摩拉比，汉摩拉比这个王啊，这个王朝他们有一部的法典啊，很出名啊。你去网络看的话，你找得到《汉摩拉比法典》。好，那就跳过去啊。
So there's a very famous king of old.
这个法典啊的规定啊，规定先生啊要供应啊太太吃的、喝的、住的。
And he gave this command that a husband needs to provide for all the needs of the wife, food and shelter.
所以这边所提的哈，第五节所提的，你看那个饼啊、水啊、羊毛啊、麻油啊，都是我心所爱的、啊，给我的。
And so in verse 5 it mentions that her lovers gave her bread, water, wool, linen, etc.
所以哪一个你给我这些东西啊，他是我的先生啊。
So who gives me these things? It is my husband.
以色列百姓也是认为哈，因为他敬拜巴利，那巴利啊就给他们这些生活上必需品，所以就认为巴利就是他们的丈夫。
So the Israelites, they felt that, that because they worshipped Baal, that he gave them all their necessities of life, and that Baal was their husband.
那第八节啊，神就说：“哎呀，糟糕啊，你们认错丈夫了的。”
But in verse 8, actually, they'd reckoned the wrong husband.
他们不是你的丈夫，我才是你的丈夫。
Because actually, God says, "I am your husband."
因为这些日常的所需要的必需品啊，是我给你们的，不是他们给你的，不要弄错人。
And don't be mistaken, because it is I who has provided you with all of these daily necessities.
可是以色列百姓啊，他们真是认错丈夫啊。
But the Israelites they'd recognize the wrong husband.
啊，他们迷失自己啊，自己是谁都不知道。
And they deceived themselves; they didn't even know who they were.
当然，自己啊是谁的妻子啊，也忘记也不知道。
And they didn't even know whose wife they were.
当时神与以色列百姓立约啊，经常用夫妻的关系来说明。
And when God made a covenant with the Israelites, He would explain it in terms of a husband and wife.
所以今天我们也大概也不少的人啊，迷失自我了，自己是谁不知道。
And many people today are probably lost themselves as well.
啊，基督徒的角色也弄不清楚。
And they don't know their role as Christians.
所以也不会说以基督徒为喜乐。
So they don't feel that it is a joy to be a Christian.
尤其啊，不会以真耶稣教会信徒为喜乐。
And they don't feel that it is a joy to be a member of the true Jesus Church.
每一谈到有人在问啊，说啊，你是哪个教会？你属哪个教会？啊，真耶稣教会好像是说不到出来，好像不大好意思说出来。
And when people ask them which church you belong to, then you feel almost embarrassed to say the name True Jesus Church.
尤其碰到这个真，哎，就很为难呐。
And some people feel it is very difficult to say this word true.
所以有位信徒啊，他都建议啊，我们干脆改名字。
And there's a member who suggested that we change the name of our church.
不要叫做真耶稣教会。
That we shouldn't be called the True Jesus Church.
啊，什么名字都可以，就是不要叫做真耶稣教会。
That we can be called anything, but just don't have the word true in the name.
就是当时以色列百姓一样。
And it was the same with the Israelites.
啊，迷失自我啊，他自己到底是谁都弄不清楚。
They had lost themselves. They didn't even know who they were anymore.
啊，那我们到底是谁啊？
So who are we?
啊，我们看彼得前书啊。
Turn to First Peter.
啊，请看彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章第九节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
彼得前书二章九节。
2 verse 9.
我要你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。我们到底是什么人呢？
So, what kind of people are we?
我们是被拣选的很特别的族类。
We are a very special chosen race.
我们又是皇家，这个君尊就是皇家，皇家的祭司。
And we are a royal priesthood.
我们是神的祭司。
And we are the priests of God.
我们不是社会上的祭司。
And we are not priests of society.
我们就是圣洁的国度。
We are also a holy nation.
啊，圣洁就很光明。
And by holy, it means that we are of the light.
是属神的子民。
And we are the special people of God.
那这个就是我们呢。
And this is who we are.
所以你说我们的身份是不是很尊贵啊？
So do we have a very noble status?
所以每位信徒都是要认清自己的身份。
So every member must recognize his or her own status.
就要认清我们的丈夫，我们的神是谁，我们主人是谁。
To know who our husband, our God, our master is.
虽然我们经常在听道理。
And although we often listen to sermons.
真的有些时候会忘记啊。
But truly oftentimes we forget.
比如说有时候在开会，哇，吵起来。
And then sometimes we are having meetings and then we start arguing.
那我就问私底下问负责人呢。
And so, I've asked the council members before.
说哎，你们在公司啊，敢不敢这样子吵啊
？That do you dare argue like this at work?
他说不敢呐，这样吵的话，早就被炒鱿鱼呀。
And they said, of course I dare not, because I would get fired.
那我就说，那在教会为什么就敢吵？
And then I said, so why do you dare argue like that in church?
他说因为看不到那个上面的主人呢。
He said, because I can't see my master above.
啊，真的说那上面那个主人啊，那个大老板呢，我们看不见。
And it's true, we can't see our big boss above.
啊，在社会上，在公司里面，大老板我们看得见。
But in society, at work, we can see our boss.
啊，看得见大老板，我们就怕他；那个看不见大老板，我们看。我们就不怕他。
So we're afraid of the boss that we can see, but we're not afraid of the one whom we cannot see.
啊，这个就是我们的身份了。我们自己是谁都不知道。
So this is our status, but we don't even know.
啊，当时以色列百姓也是自己不知道自己是谁呀。
So the Israelites had lost themselves.
那以色列百姓还说啊，我要追随啊，所爱的。
And the Israelites also said that they wanted to pursue after the one they loved.
我们再请看回来何西阿书。
Let's turn back to Hosea.
第二章第五节。
Hosea chapter 2 verse 5.
因为他说我要追随所爱的、啊、不是说我要追随我所爱的是说我要追随所爱的。
And she says I will go after my lovers.、
啊、不是我所爱的是说我要追随所爱的我要追随大家所爱的。
And it's not just one lover, it's my lovers.
大家爱什么我就跟他们一样。
That is to say, whatever everybody else loves, or whomever everyone else loves, I will also love too.
说这个就是迷失自己啊，在洪波逐涌当中啊，这迷失了，被冲走了。
This is what it means to lose yourself.
因为追随大家所爱的。
And because you're chasing after whomever everybody else loves.
他还说我啊，这以自我为中心。
And it says I, and this is the central character.
啊，没有考虑到教会的立场，没有考虑到神的立场。
And they're not thinking about God's stance or the stance of the church.
啊，我举一个例子。
I'll give an example.
啊，有一间教会啊，他们啊最近啊在盖一个副堂。
And there's a church, and recently they're trying to build a secondary hall.
啊，有位负责人啊，因为是我们的亲戚。
And there's a council member who happens to be one of my relatives.
所以就邀请他到芝加哥的一游啊。
And so we invited him to come to Chicago.
那他说啊，不行啊，我们现在在盖会堂啊，不方便出去的。
And he said, "Oh, I can't come. It's not convenient because we're in the process of building this hall."
啊，现在在盖会堂啊，不出门啊，不出门旅行啊。
So, because we're doing this at the moment, we're not going taking any vacations.
所以他就是这种人，就是以教会的事为念。
And this is the kind of person he is, that he puts the matters of the church first.
因为可能第一个，现在教会很忙啊，需要这些负责人啊，常在教会关心盖会堂的事情。
Because the church is very busy and requires the concern and presence of the council members.
那第二个
，And secondly,
我们做 vacation 还要花钱呢、啊。
And you have to spend money if you go on vacation.
啊，现在在盖会堂需要钱的时候，所以他们就不方便出去花钱。
And because they need the money for building the church, so they don't want to spend it on vacation.
那主要是我要追随大家所爱的，大家都很喜欢去 vacation.
And if I want to pursue after whatever everybody else loves, then of course we want to go on vacation.
但是这位弟兄啊，他没有。
But this brother did not.
那我相信，哎，很多的弟兄姐妹跟他一样。
And I believe that a lot of other brothers and sisters are just like him.
是以教会的事情为念。
And they put the matters of the church first.
那众人所追求的，除了名利享受以外，还有什么呢？
Aside from these physical enjoyments, what else do people seek after?
啊，就是自由跟民主。
They seek after freedom.
所以你看了美国啊，为什么到处出去帮人家打仗啊，帮人家这个伸张正义
？And that's why you see the U.S. they go out and fight for other nations.
就是帮助其他国家建立一个自由啊民主的国家。
So that they can set up their own independence and democracies.
大家当然都希望民主。
And everybody wants this democracy.
啊，就是啊，每一个人啊都有发言权呢、啊，讲话的权利。
So that everybody can have this right to speak.
每一个人都要表达自己意见的权利。
That everyone has this freedom to express their own opinions.
啊，什么事情都透过选举啊投票。
And everything needs to go through votes and elections.
同性结婚好不好啊？不用吵，就是大家投票看看。
And we don't need to argue about whether same-sex marriages are right. We just need to vote about it.
好，也不用去看圣经啊，圣经不用看。
And we don't even need to look at the Bible.
什么经、可兰经、佛经都不用看。
And we don't need to look at any other scriptures either.
啊，大家来投票就好。
We just vote.
啊，就是以半数啊为标准。通过为标准
we just need a half majority to pass it.
这个就是民主
That is what a democracy is.
这个就是今天的人所崇尚的
And this is what the people of today seek after.
因为大家都很喜欢参与
Because everybody likes to be a participant.
参与是好可是呢大家都不回到圣经
And it's good to participate, but then you do not return to the
Bible. 大家都是以自己的想法为标准
And people use their own ways of thinking as a standard.
你要尊重我的想法
And you need to respect my ways
我要尊重你的想法
And I need to respect yours
啊，没有人说我们要尊重圣经的看法
But nobody says we need to respect the viewpoint of the Bible.
啊，那些大法官啊，都要读圣经啊，要先考试通过才能当大法官呢、啊。
And do the judges do they read the Bible before they become judges?
好像神学生要入神学院一样，要经过这个圣经常识的测验。
Just like the theological students, they need to go through testing on the Bible.
那当然，他们没有了，没有经过这一道了。
And of course, these judges they don't need to do this.
所以没有人呢、啊，再把圣经呢、啊、当成一回事。
So nobody gives any regard to the Bible.
因为这是个民主的时代。
Because this is a time of democracy.
还有自由。
And also freedom.
啊，没有人呢、啊、愿意受啊捆绑，愿意受限制。
No one is willing to be restricted or limited in any way.
啊，当然一个国家有时候为了要还是一个团体啊，为了要维持秩序。
And sometimes a country, in order to keep order.
所以有一些规条啊。
And then they have various regulations.
比如说我们交通有交通的法规。
For example, we have traffic rules.
我们要缴税有税务的法规。
And then we also have tax laws.
那这些都是必须要遵守。
And we need to observe all of these.
但事实上是没有人来愿意去受限制。
But of course, nobody wants to be restricted.
因为我们大家都是希望自由。
Because we all want to have freedom.
这是一个自由的时代
And this is a time of freedom
所以有些时候、啊、我们安息日、啊、上午有聚会那下午有查经聚会
And so on the Sabbath day we have a service in the morning and then Bible study in the afternoon
那下午的查经聚会呢你当然、啊、你属于哪一组你就要去哪一组
And so for afternoon Bible study you go to whichever group you belong to、
啊、有的人、啊、就是什么组都没有
And then some people don't belong to either group.
因为他要自由啊。
Because they want freedom.
我这个高兴来就好了。
So as long as I'm happy and I'm here, that's fine.
反正来就要就是高兴啊。
Because if I'm coming
happy,
to church,
happy,
I just want to be happy.
不用去组哪组哪一组也没关系的。
Then so I don't really need to go to any group.
因为现在是一个自由的时代。
Because this is an age of freedom.
所以也不能够太干涉他。
So then we can't really interfere too much.
啊，这个慕道者要不要受洗啊？尊重他，他要不要都没关系，自由哈。这现在是一个自由的时代。
So whether or not the truth seeker wants to accept baptism, we can't say too much because this is an age of freedom.
这是一个大家所追求的。
And this is something that people pursue after.
所以以色列百姓就是追求世界上所追求的。
So the Israelites they sought after the things of the people of the world.
但是他们忘记了神是绝对主权。
But they forgot that God has absolute authority.
神是绝对的。
And God is absolute.
啊，不能够讨价还价的。
And there is no compromise.
他们忘记了。
And they forgot this.
以为自己啊有这个发言权，自己可以表达自己意见是很好。可是呢，啊，要尊重神。
And they thought that it was good that they had this right to express their own opinions, but they forgot to respect God.
啊，服从啊，有些时候必须要抛弃某些个人的自由。
And in order to submit, we need to give up our own individual freedoms.
爱心啊，必须要放弃某些权利。
And to love, we need to give up our freedom.
那他们也忘记神啊。
And they
以色列百姓忘记神。
The Israelites forgot about God.
那我们看看神怎么来回应啊。
And let's see how God responded.
我们请看第六节。
Let's look at
何西阿书第二章第六节。
Hosea 2 verse 6.
因此我必用荆棘堵塞他的道啊，筑墙挡住他的路啊。你看，用荆棘啊。挡住他筑墙啊，挡住他的路。
And God says that I will hedge up your way with thorns.
再来呢， 我们请看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
到了收割的时候，出五酒的时候，我必将我的五谷新酒收回，收为神的福气，也必将他应当遮体的羊毛夺回来，什么都夺回来，然后第十节。
And so God is going to take back everything, his blessings, verse 10.
第十节，说我必在他所爱的眼前显露他的丑态，就是让他卑微。
And so God is going to make them abased.
然后十一节。
11.
使他的宴乐节期约束安息日，并他们的一切大卫都知悉的停止宗教活动。再看第十二节。
Verse 12.
我必毁坏他的葡萄园无花果树，就是他说这是我所爱的给我为赏赐的，我必使这些树变为荒林，为田里的走兽所吃所以这个是一个经济活动也停止了。
So all of this economic activity will stop.
这是一个很可怕的事情
And this is a very a fearful thing.
我们看看神要挡住他们的路。
So God is going to hedge up their way.
说做什么事情都不顺利。
So whatever they do, it will not be smooth.
神要到处筑墙。
So he's going to wall them in.
挡住他们的路。
And he's going to block their paths.
使他们卑微。
And he will cause them to be abased.
宗教活动都没有了。
And there will be no religious activity.
经济不好可能也要卖会堂
And the economy will be bad too.
因为会堂维持不下去了。
And they might need to sell the church.
好像信徒都不能来教会了。
And then the members cannot go to church anymore.
人数也少了。
And then the numbers will be diminished.
没有宗教的活动。
There will be no religious activity.
经济的活动也停止了。
And then economic activity will also stop.
我们很难想象这个是什么社会的，什么时代。
Very difficult to imagine what this time would be like.
但是呢，但是哈，有个转折点。
But there is a turning point.
虽然是这样子但是呢，神是很奇妙的神一个转折点。
And God is a very a wondrous God. He gives them a turning point.
我们看到这边呢觉得神处罚也是以色列百姓也是有道理
And at this here we feel that perhaps God is right in his chastening of the Israelites.
神生气也是有道理
And it is right for him to be angered.
好，但是呢，我们来看看但是一个转折点十四节
And the turning point is in verse 14.
何西阿书二章十四节
Hosea 2 verse 14.
后来我必劝导他领他到旷野对他说安慰的话十五
15.
他从那里出来我必赐他葡萄园要赐给他雅各谷作为指望的门他必在那里应声与年幼的时候一样与从埃及地上来的时候相同那么这个后来后来这个原文呢是说因此看因此那因此就是因此所以就是一个转折点
So this therefore shows that it is a turning point
虽然是这样子但是因此这我要怎么样呢我要劝导他
That despite what came before that God will speak comfort
领他到旷野
And bring her into the wilderness.
然后对她说安慰的话。
And speak words of comfort to her.
那么看这个原文原文是说，因此看那看不只是要叫以色列人看，还是要全世界的人看。
And in the original text, it says, "Therefore, behold." And it's not just telling the Israelites to behold, but the whole world to look.
所以神也是邀请我们去看。
So God is inviting us to look.
邀请我们去看神的慈悲，神的怜悯。
To look at the mercy and the compassion of God.
领他到旷野的地方
and to bring her into the wilderness
旷野就像那个大风雨一样要洗礼的地方暴风雨一样
wilderness is a place where the winds and the rain will blow and fall
听说我们这个德州有很多的龙卷风
and we have a lot of tornadoes in Texas
因为有时候看新闻报道这边龙卷风那边龙卷风
and you hear about it quite often in the news
那我就问我们弟兄姐妹你们有没有经过龙卷风
So I've asked the brothers and sisters Have you ever seen tornado before?
有没有
人
碰过龙卷风
Have you ever come across a tornado before?
没有对因为在城里面不会碰到龙卷风
Probably in the city you won't
龙卷风在什么地方
And where do you find tornadoes?
暴风雨在什么地方
And where are the winds and the rain?
在旷野的地方
In the place of the wilderness
这旷野的地方就是神要操练他们的地方
And that is a place where God will send them trials
是要经过那个熬炼的洗礼的地方
And that's where they will go through testing.
所以就领他到旷野，可是呢，要与他的心说话。这个原文是与他的心啊，与他的心说话。
And in the original text, it says that God will speak to her heart.
虽然说外面的风雨交叉，雷电交叉。
And although outside the winds and the rain are blowing,
很吓人。
And it's very frightening.
可是神的声音呢，很细小，要跟他轻声细语的说话。
That God will speak softly to her.
所以这个很奇妙啊。
And this is very wonderful.
你看神啊，是多么的慈悲啊。
And God is so loving.
神要严肃一面。
And God has a very stern side.
但是要可爱，要那个慈悲怜悯的心肠。
But he also has a very loving and a merciful heart.
所以引他到旷野，跟他说安慰的话。
And he will lead her to the wilderness and speak words of comfort to her.
所以有些时候我们在什么时候最能够听到神安慰的话？
So when is it that we can most clearly hear the voice of God?
是不是我们最成功的时候？
Is it when we are most successful?
是不是太阳天？
Is it when the sun is shining?
是不是在风啊？什么风和啊？糟糕，这个成语怎么说啊？风和日丽是吧？哎，这个很好的天气啊。
So is it when the weather is very good?
啊，不是啊，是在我们人生最失望的时候。
It is when we are in failure.
在人生最挫折的时候。
When we are facing difficulties.
就在人生暴风雨的时候，才跟我们说安慰话，我们才听到那个安慰的话。
And it is when we are facing the storms of life that we will hear these words of comfort.
好，那说啊，要赐给他雅各谷为指望的门。
And it says that I will give her the valley of Achor as a door of hope in verse 15.
这个雅各的意思啊，就是患难啊，麻烦的意思的。
And this word Achor means difficulties and tribulations.
神说要赐这个患难麻烦做指望的门。
And God says that I will give you this valley of tribulations and difficulties as a door of hope.
这个叙述就好像是互相矛盾啊。
And it seems very contradictory.
因为神应该要说，要赐给他平安啊，要赐给他成功为指望的门呢。
Because it seems that God should say He will give you peace and success as a door of hope.
结果没有，神说要赐给他压力，要赐给他患难，要赐给他麻烦，要赐给他很多的困难啊，为指望的门。
But no, God will give them this valley of Achor, that is tribulation, suffering, and difficulties, as a door of hope.
为什么神会这样做？
And why does God do this?
因为他们已经从那个风雨当中走出来了。
Because they have come out of the winds and the rain.
就风雨中啊，生信心了。
And they have grown faith through the storm.
虽然是有患难。
And even though they face tribulation,
有困难有麻烦，
they face suffering and difficulties.
但是他们人生是路是继续往前走。
But in life, they are able to continue walking onwards.
那我们再请看十九节哈。
Let's look at verse 19.
十九节。
19.
我必聘你永远归我为妻，以仁啊以仁义公平慈爱怜悯聘你归我。二十节，也以诚实聘你归我，我就必认识啊，你就必认识我耶和华。这边呢有三个聘啊，三次的聘，也就是三次的聘金啊，聘礼。
And three times here it says the word betroth.
这个聘的话，当时就是聘金呐，这个很贵的，很礼遇。你看三次啊，三次的聘呢。我们在订婚的时候，大概聘一次就够了，对不对？
So it says betrothed three times, and when you get engaged, you just get engaged once.
有没有聘两次的
？Do you get engaged twice?
三次大概没有了哈，两次就已经没了，那三次我看没有人。
So you won't get engaged.
可是神啊，你看神聘以色列人是三次啊，聘三次。
But God says three times to the Israelites, "I will betroth you."
所以你看那个神啊，是不是很爱以色列人呢？
So does God really love the Israelites?
一般的那聘一次就够了啦。
And usually you will just be betrothed once.
我看那个英国王子以前要娶那个戴安娜哈，那个时候订婚也是只一次再聘一次。
And when Prince Charles became engaged to Diana,
你看神
呢
聘三次三次，从十九节到二十节。三次提到聘。
In verses 19 to 20, it says God will betroth the Israelites three times.
所以以色列人在神的眼中当中啊是很宝贵的。
So the Israelites in the eyes of God are truly very precious.
非常宝贵的。
And they are extremely precious.
比那些皇室皇家的人更宝贵。
And even more precious than royalty.
所以我们要怜悯我们要珍惜这个神的礼遇。
So we need to cherish this.
那以色列百姓他们从风雨当中走出来。
So the Israelites came out of the storm.
他们就认识神。
And they came to know God.
有这个信心
And they had this faith.
所以真的有时候神利用各种不同的环境来熬炼我们。
And truly God uses different environments to try us.
那我们看看当时他们这些以色列百姓他们受过考验以后的结果是什么。
And after the Israelites went through this refinement, what was the result?
第一个就是重新立约神在与他们重新立约。
And firstly, God once again established a new covenant with them.
看十八节哈。
Let's look at verse 18.
说当那日我必为我的民与田野的左兽和空中的飞鸟，并地上的昆虫立约。你看立约连这个左兽飞鸟、昆虫都与他们立约。
And it says that God will make a covenant even with the beasts of the field and with the birds of the air, with the creeping things of the ground.
我每天早上去公园走路哈。
And in the morning, if we go out to the park and walk,
看到很多那个鸟。
We see lots of birds.
我忘记问他了。
And I forgot to ask.
神有没有跟你们立约神说跟你们立约你们记得吗
？Oh, did God establish a covenant with you? Do you remember?
他只要听得懂我的话的话，应该说记得记得，就记得记得，因为在何西亚这边说神要与我们立约。
And if they understood me, they would say yes, because it says so in Hosea.
所以你看，人神与人立约。
So God made a covenant with man. And also with the beasts and the birds and the creeping things.
很奇妙哈。
It's very wondrous.
说这个意思就是说，因为人的关系说神就祝福一切。
That is to say, because of man, then God will bless all of these things.
好像我们在创世里头有什么该隐还有亚伯。
And just as Cain and Abel are mentioned in Genesis.
神喜欢亚伯。
And God was pleased with Abel.
所以神就祝福亚伯的一切，说是看中了他的供物。
So God blessed Abel and all the things under him.
所以神就是看中我们的话，神就是喜欢我们，他祝福我们的一切。
And if God likewise is pleased with us, He will bless all that is under us.
连我们家的小狗大家有什么小狗小猫的？
And even the pets
神就是看我们的话，我们家里的小狗、小猫，神都祝福不会生病的。
And even our dogs and our cats will be blessed too. They will not become sick.
感谢主啊！我家里面的小狗活了大概18岁。
And thank God that our dog is about 18 years old.
好像没有什么生病呢。
And it's not it's never been sick.
这是很感谢神的地方啊。
So we thank God for this.
所以真的神会看我们人，我们家里的小狗、小猫我们家里的厨房、我们的天花板、我们屋顶都看顾。
And God will look after everything in our homes, even our pets.
那么，在第二个是我们刚刚所读的神这特别的祝福
So this, as we read, this is a special blessing.
厚厚的那个礼金，厚厚的聘金。
And then also there's this betrothal as well.
就是厚厚的祝福。
And this is a very deep layered blessing.
那第二章就是有个结论。
And there's a conclusion to chapter 2.
请看最后一节。
Let's look at the last verse.
23节。
Verse
23. 23节的最后一句话，最后。
And the last phrase in this verse.
我必对他说你是我的民，他必说你是我的神。所以我们经过风雨的考验以后。
So after we have been through the trial of the storm,
我们再一次认识神。
Then we will once again know God.
我们再一次跟神说你就是我的神。
And once again we will say, you are my God.
神说你就是我的百姓。
And God will say, you are my people.
要互相承认。
And then we will have this mutual recognition.
这是很重要，非常重要的。
And this is extremely important.
神假如不是我们的神，那我们糟糕了。
Because if God is not our God, then we are in trouble.
我们祷告向谁祷告
Then when we pray, whom are we praying to?
我们唱诗向谁唱诗
When we are singing hymns, whom are we singing to?
我们失去目标。
Then we have no purpose.
我们失去方向。
We have no direction.
我们失去一个依靠。
Then we have no reliance.
我们说话没人听。
And when we speak, no one will hear us.
没有人会擦干我们眼泪。
And no one will wipe away our tears.
在痛苦的时候，没有人会安慰我们。
And in suffering, no one will comfort us.
因为他不是我们的神。
Because he is not our God.
啊，这个很可怜。
And this is very pitiable.
你就是祷告，神也不听。
And when you pray, then God will not hear you.
因为他不是你的神，他说你不是我的民。
He is not our God, and he will say, "You are not my people." And I have no obligation to help you.
可是现在不一样了。
But now it's not the same.
现在我们有信心。
But now we have faith.
经过熬炼后。不管什么样的情况之下，我们都跟神说：“神啊，你就是我的神。”
And after we have been through trials, no matter what,
神说：“你就是我的百姓。”
We will say, "You are my God," and God will say, "You are my people. I will watch over you."
啊，这唱诗。
Sing him.
356首。
356.